WIRX, everything that rocks.
Die, you wicked spawn of Satan! Good morning. It's 7:10. Brock Hunter, what's up, buddy?
Morning, man.
Yeah.
Like a glove.
Oh, Wednesday. Another kind of crappy one. We're going to keep saying that.
No. Today's going to be decent.
Yeah.
Just shut up. No, it's going to be a decent day. It's like one of the last ones, so don't ruin it.
It's going to be crappy. You know what I'm looking forward to when it's like...
It's not going to be crappy.
When it's 32.
Look at you. Do you have a phone? You have an iPhone.
It's going to be crappy, man.
You should know what the weather's going to be
like. It's going to be... It's not beautiful and sunny and gorgeous. It's going to be overcast, chance of rain, garbage day.
No, it's not.
You know what I'm looking forward to? I'm looking for... What forecast are you looking at?
I'll tell you what the forecast today is going to be. It's not going to be crappy like you say it is. It's going to be 59 degrees, partly cloudy,
57,
with some sun.
57. There's no sun after 11 o'clock. It's all gone. Your phone's stupid. Is that one of those? Is that knockoff phone you got off of eBay?
No, yeah. My phone's positive. That's what it is. You have a negative Nancy. That's what you got, a negative Nancy 8. That's what you got.
Your phone is still set to that knockoff place you bought it from, wherever that was, in Bangladesh or something.
I don't care. You know, it makes me happy. And today's going to be nice.
What an idiot. All right, hey, we got to keep it moving on. We can't talk about how dumb Hunter is when it comes to forecast. Time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump. Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Hey, you can join a craft club. You know, like the food
the
craft.
Brand?
Yeah, the brand craft. It's called the Craft Flavors Club. And by the way, it's flavors, F-L-V-R-S, because you can't have the O or the A in there, apparently. I don't know. Anyways, people who sign up can win new products and get them through the mail before they hit stores. They're launching a new line of flavor boost packets that you can add to your mac and cheese to give it a secondary flavor. The first three are buffalo, pizza, and ranch. You have to sign up at craftflavors.com. Again, that's F-L-V-R-S. And then they just send you stuff in the mail. And by the way, too, the ranch flavor comes with a hoodie, and the pizza flavor comes with a windbreaker. No word on what the buffalo flavor comes with. I'm going to say something here. Maybe it's controversial.
This is interesting. All right. So it's like a meal for your mac and cheese.
Pretty much. If you are subscribing to the Kraft Flavors Club, I think there's bigger problems in your life that we need to talk about here, okay? How fat are we becoming as Americans where Kraft has a club?
What's the healthiest thing Kraft makes?
I don't... the box that the mac and cheese comes in, maybe?
You know? Kraft makes a lot of different things, right? Or is it mainly just mac and cheese?
I mean, that's, I think, their big thing. Kraft's
everywhere, though, right? Maybe?
They do sauces, baking and desserts, beverages, cream cheese and cheeses, ketchup, meats, nuts and snacks, salad dress, all that stuff. I'm sure none of it's healthy.
Mm.
Yeah, it's Kraft Heinz. That's what it is.
Hey, it sounds good. Why did it take them to 2021 to figure out, we should put like different flavors of powder in the mac and cheese to make them taste different?
I'm not saying
people
it
are
doesn't,
putting ketchup in this stuff.
I'm not saying it doesn't sound good. What I'm saying is we've gone too far when we're subscribing to a monthly Kraft services club, okay?
So it gets delivered right to your
door. So instead of getting our fat asses out and going to the grocery store, no, they bring it to us. And the next thing, the only thing we're missing is something to just shovel it down our gullets. Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't know if I want to be at a point in my life where I'm like, oh, yeah, I subscribe to the Kraft Flavors Club. You do, too? This is amazing. Yeah, I had my sixth heart attack earlier this month. It was great.
You know what they should do? They should pack it up in like a to-go lunch for like kids, you know, going to school or whatnot. So you don't have to pack it together. Kind of like Lunchables. They need to reinvent Lunchables. Why is that the only like one? Here you go. There's your lunch. See ya.
You'd be cool. Like, you know, some of those like those survival packs you can get where you crack
an
them.
MRE.
And then it heats up the food, right? Yeah.
My dad used to give me MREs all the time.
Yeah.
The only Army Navy surplus store, dude. We used to eat tons of MREs.
Like, that'd be pretty dope if you had like a mac and cheese MRE, right?
You know what's funny is busting an MRE out in school.
Yeah.
People look at you and they're like, what is that? What is that thing? I don't think you could do it anymore because it's got that heat pack. It'll probably
Probably, yeah. Yeah, I don't think you can bring that in.
What are you trying to burn this place up? No, I'm trying to have some lunch.
Yeah.
MRE.
So anyway, reevaluate your life if you are part of the Kraft Flavors Club. I'm just going to say it. Lastly, how about this? According to a new survey, single men don't care about sex anymore. 81% of those surveys admitted that sex is now less important than when all of this coronavirus stuff started. And doctors said that the survey results make sense. As things got messed up out there because of the coronavirus, testosterone levels dropped, pretty much putting the sex drive of men on pause. But as single guys are having and wanting less sex, they do seem to now have a greater appreciation for relationships
and love. This is a great ploy by the single guys out there. There you go. I know what you're doing. Nope, don't like it anymore. It's you know, what do they call it?
Reverse psychology.
Reverse psychology
on the women. Like, no, ladies, it's fine. We don't want to have sex
with
you.
Like,
honestly,
I like video games.
Yeah. I'll be honest, ladies.
Netflix.
Your naked bodies don't do it for me anymore. And then the ladies be like, oh, my God. Well, I'll show you. I'll go. That's how it works.
I know what's going on. Yeah. Hey, single guys, I know what you're doing.
Smart. You know, I was thinking maybe we just, you know, we've lost something, man. Because I don't know about you, Hunter. When I was a single guy, it was almost problematic. Yeah. It was problematic for me. But maybe this is. Maybe this is a... Because if you come on too strong, too needy, too desperate, that turns the broads off like that, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Either that or we just got a bunch of wimpies out there to just...
No, what I want to get to know the real you. I don't care what's underneath the clothes. I want to know what's underneath the skin. That's what I want to know. Which also sounds a little creepy, by the way, you know?
You know what, Brock, come to think of it, I don't really like money anymore.
Oh, is that what it is? You're going to try? I don't think reverse psychology works on the bank, Hunter. No, I don't think so. Yeah.
Damn it.
You can't walk into your credit union and go, you know what? I don't even want the money. You guys keep the money.
Just keep it.
Wait. Hold on. Let's not get me. Why don't you take this money and we'll see how
Doesn't
you feel.
Work that way.
All right, I'll take the money, but I don't know. I don't think it works quite that
I'm gonna
same
try
way.
It. We'll see how it goes.
I don't know if this reverse psychology thing is really going to pan out for us, but... All right, so what do we got? We got our life is in shambles because we're part of the Kraft Mac and Cheese Flavor Club. And, hey, ladies, we don't want sex. It's fine. We want to sit and watch Lifetime and talk about your boss. And
let's go to the flea market.
Let's
How about
do that.
That
you know? But not sex. The last thing I want to do
is
have sex. All right, there you go. That is your morning dump.
The morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your...